everybody. Mark Levin here. Well, I want to tell you why I wasn't here the last few weeks. First, I want to tell you about my father. Now, many of you probably feel like you know my dad in many respects. I've talked about him a lot, and my mother. You know, my father wrote and illustrated 6 books, starting at the time he was 85 years old. And his last book comes out on October 30th. And he had written and illustrated a book in 1965. He was an artist. He's an author. Very small businessman. Most of all, he was a patriot. You know, his first book, Abraham Lincoln's Gettysburg Address Illustrated, is a preface that I wrote. And in order to write it, I interviewed my father. I don't mean formally, but I needed to know more about him and our family. I learned a lot. On July 4, 1937, my father, Jack, was 12 years old, and a neighborhood buddy, he and they, and the two of them, walked several miles from their homes to the parade route where the city of Philadelphia was celebrating our nation's founding. And the route stretched from Center City, Philadelphia, not too far from Independence Hall, to the Philadelphia Art Museum, which Sylvester Stallone would make famous in his Rocky movies many years later. One of the dignitaries in the parade caught my father's attention, a Civil War veteran. A Civil War veteran. And he sat on the back of a 4-door convertible dressed in his old Union uniform, including his campaign hat. My father remembered it vividly. And behind him marched a small group of Spanish-American War veterans. But of all the soldiers, the veterans, the marching bands my father saw that day, that Union soldier stood out. And young Jack had read somewhat about the Civil War in school, but seeing that soldier in the flesh intrigued him. The soldier would become seared in my father's mind. The most costly war in American history had become real to him. Thus began my father's lifelong journey of self-education and patriotic preaching about this great nation's history and founding principles. Now, at a young age, my father had a knack for drawing, designing, and inventing. When he was 13, he designed an automobile window invention for a contest the Philadelphia Daily News was conducting in conjunction with the release of the movie Young Tom Edison, starring Mickey Rooney. He was one of only 5 winners citywide and earned a trip to the 1939 New York World's Fair. At 15, he submitted an idea with drawings for animating the story Christmas Carol to the Walt Disney Studio in California. The studio loved it, and they asked that he provide more examples of his work, including humorous cartoon drawings, and he did. Then they contacted Jack's parents, my father's parents, my grandparents, and asked whether they would allow their son, 15 at the time, to join Disney Studio. They would provide him with dormitory space and schooling at their facility while he was working for them. But his parents, concerned about his age, turned down the offer. Now, my father grew up during the Great Depression. His family was very poor. His father, Harry, worked at part-time jobs when he could find them, often as a bartender. His mother, my grandmother, Sarah, worked in a cigar factory. Jack was the eldest of 4 children and the only boy. And when he turned 16, after the school day ended, he would walk to the cigar factory about a mile from their home, apartment, if you will, where he worked until midnight, earning the going rate of $17 a week. On the weekends, my father took freelance jobs with furniture frame manufacturers, sketching frames to upholster sofas and chairs. He had no formal background in any of this. He was paid pay $2 for a set of three drawings. The manufacturer's salesman used the finished drawings with their customers. A few months later, the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor. Jack spent the summer working at the Cramps shipyard in Philadelphia, where they built destroyers and submarines. But he wanted to do more for the war effort. Like so many wonderful young men at the time, my father decided to enlist in the armed forces. He wanted to be a cadet in the Army Air Corps, which today we know as the Air Force. But he was only 17. He was too young. So he got a copy of his birth certificate from City Hall. He rubbed out the 5 in 1925, his birth year, and he wrote in a 4. Just like that, he'd reached the legal age requirement of 18. Now, if he could pass the rigorous Air Corps exam, he was in. 10 would-be cadets took the exam, including students from the University of Pennsylvania. But only 4 passed, including my father. And not long thereafter, as my father was boarding a train to Biloxi, Mississippi for basic training, a soldier stopped him and told him the lieutenant wanted to see him. The lieutenant, who had taken a close look at the birth certificate, asked Jack how old he was. Well, my father told him the truth. The lieutenant wasn't very happy, but he told him when he turned 18, he could join up. And a week after he turned 18, he joined up. And while in service, Jack would use brief respites to draw cartoons, which were published in a variety of newspapers. After the war, my father worked for a company making displays for store windows and trade shows. Around this time, he met a beautiful young lady, Norma Rubin. And the next morning, Jack told his mother that one day he would marry her. She was 17. Norma headed to Syracuse University, and so did Jack with help of the GI Bill. He earned his room and board by working in the cafeteria. But Jack's love of art and history would lure him back to his hometown of Philadelphia. And after much pleading by Jack, Norma returned with him, and they were soon married thereafter. My mother was a brilliant student. She graduated from Arcadia University with a Bachelor of Science degree, and they began teaching, she did, fourth and fifth graders in public school. My father enrolled in Philadelphia College of Art, where he majored in advertising and began experimenting with new ideas, in particular unique drawings and images of clowns. Well, it goes on. Eventually, they would start a nursery school and day camp. My father would build all the toys, the desks, and the chairs with his hands. He was a hell of a carpenter. And for the camp, he would maintain the pools. He'd strip them down every summer and paint them all by himself. He would mow the lawns all by himself until his sons were old enough to help him. And he'd get up at dusk, and he'd work till dawn, and so would my mother. They worked like hell. They worked hard, 20-hour days. You know, if you go to the Reagan Library, there's a portrait there of President Reagan that John Highbush placed on a wall. I remember it was 2011, October 1, when we went there. He was so honored. He adored Reagan. My father was a super patriot. Everything I am, everything I do, is because of my mother and father. After every radio show, my father would call me and he'd critique the show. And I was always the greatest radio host ever. My appearances on Fox, he really enjoyed them, particularly on Hannity. He said, that's the way to get him, kid. He's very worried about the future of this country. During the Republican primaries in 2016, I was backing Cruz early on. He liked Cruz, too. But then one night he called me and said, why the hell are you so tough on Trump? I said, you know what, Dad, maybe you're right. He said, I like that guy. I like that guy. My dad was very excited about the book coming out on October 30th. I'm not hawking it, I'm just telling you. He was very concerned about the way our police had been treated by President Obama, by Attorney General Holder, by all these organizations. He was very upset about it. And like his other books, he was trying to provide lessons for young people about Americanism and supporting our institutions and supporting people who are upholding those institutions. And so his last book is called Our Police. And you can see he illustrated it. And it's a beautiful book. And he was also in the middle of writing his next book on the Declaration of Independence, illustrating it for young children, too. So, now you know why I was gone. Because my father passed away last Monday from cancer. And as I embarrass myself here, he will be gravely missed by me and my family. And I want to thank you. He adored you too. He adored my audience. He's very proud of his son. He's very proud of all you patriots out there, too. I'll be right back. Mark.